Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you for giving me the opportunity now. And again, thank you for organizing this debate. I would also like to thank all distinguished delegates and colleagues for sharing their views on nuclear disarmament verification and for the kind words offered to me. I think this has been so far a truly stimulating exchange of views, and I will bring these views to the GGE. We have heard many views over the course of this debate. Confidence building, trust and compliance has been central themes to many interventions. Credible verification has an instrumental role in building the necessary confidence and trust that all parties are in compliance with a treaty. In addition, as pointed out by several delegations, verification is not an end in itself. It is an important part of disarmament. And this very activity of taking part in the work on nuclear disarmament verification can in itself build confidence and trust between the partners. Or as Pavel said it in his introduction yesterday, verification makes the process with disarmament more cooperative, which increases confidence and trust. This is not a small achievement. The work on nuclear disarmament verification must be in strict compliance with the international obligations of the participants, like NPT state parties' non-proliferation obligation. As we work to move towards lower number of nuclear weapons, the role of verification will likely increase. From a national point of view, Norway consider NPT as the cornerstone of the global disarmament and non-proliferation regime, and the treaty states that disarmament must take place under strict and effective control. Our view is that as we move towards zero, which is our ultimate aim, multilateral capabilities on nuclear disarmament verification will be necessary. That is why we believe this preparatory work is important and that building capabilities and capacities now will benefit future disarmament processes or even contribute to such processes. We consider a voluntary funding mechanism vital for capacity building. I take great encouragement from this debate, and I thank you all for actively sharing your views. Thank you.